ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः।
Many of the devotees are coming to the temple in their karmic clothes.
Translate. And without tilak. Without tilak also. This is not good. When we come before Gaur Nithai, we should be nicely dressed in our devotional clothes. We should remember that Gaur Nithai, they're not simply two pieces of wood. They are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have to worship them with all respect. One item of respect is that we should come before them dressed exactly as Vaishnavas. If for preaching or service we have to change our clothes, we should do that outside the temple room. Sometimes devotees think, well, I have to go on Sankirtan very quickly. But it only takes 5 minutes to change your clothes. You're doing the Sankirtan for the pleasure of Gaur Nithai. So for the pleasure of Gaur Nithai, you can also come before them with dhoti, tilak, all these things. To come before Gaur Nithai in some jeans and t-shirt is not very respectful. Alright, so
we'll read more from Sharanagati. Today we'll start on the 8 songs about Atmanivedana, dedication of the self. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Na karalun karama gyan na hibelo na shibilun charong toha. He said, I've neither done any pious activities, nor do I have any spiritual knowledge, nor have I served your Lord, speaking to Krishna. So, karma, gyan, bhakti, said. Follower of the Vedic principles is supposed to follow one of these paths. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I haven't followed any of them. Therefore, what has he been doing? Joro shukhe matya, completely absorbed in material enjoyment. That we see in those who are not following the Vedic culture, then they're simply like animals. Without any regulation in life, people, they simply eat, sleep, mate and defend, like animals. But, what is the result? Apanake banchoy. Simply, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I'm cheating myself. I have been cheated by myself. And, dekahun chodish andhya means, everywhere in all directions, I simply see darkness. That is the fact that those who are engaged in material happiness, they are simply in the darkness. Jarasukh. That material happiness is called jarasukh. Jara also means dull, ignorance, darkness. So what is the solution? That solution is to take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. So that is being taught in this whole series of songs by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Tu nata karuna nidhan. Tuapada pankaje apta samarpilum more kripa korobi vidhan. He says that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are the source of all mercy. Just like we talk about the mercy of the Vaishnavas, the mercy of the Guru. But all that mercy, that is Guru mercy, Vaishnava mercy, that's all coming from Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matah sarvam pravartate. Everything comes from Krishna. So Guru gives his mercy means he carries the mercy of Krishna. Samsara dava nalalita loka tranaya karanya ghana ghana vam praptasya kalyana gunarana vasya vande guru shichayana vinda. With Guru, he's receiving mercy from the ocean of mercy. That Krishna is the ocean of mercy and the Guru is distributing that mercy. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that now I have surrendered my life at your lotus feet, Krishna. Now, more kripa korobi vidham. Says, now show me how I can get your mercy. What is the process for getting your mercy? Now, this is very interesting because many times people think just mercy, mercy, I want mercy. But mercy is not just like some kind of magic wand. Simply, Guru will come and bless you. Electric shock. And all of a sudden, all your material desires simply fall away. And instantly you're transformed into a Paramahamsa. This is all fairy stories. Kripa, mercy, means that you have to receive that in the proper method. What is the method for receiving mercy? That is to hear about Krishna from bona fide devotees, accept what they say with firm faith, and act upon their instructions. And if one does that without any deviation, then he becomes qualified to receive the full mercy of Guru and Krishna. And gradually, as that mercy becomes established within the heart, he becomes more and more purified. And when that mercy fructifies, then he can see Krishna face to face. Tigyatohar oi johi sharanagata nahisho janabo parama. He says that, my dear Krishna, it is your promise that anyone who surrenders to you will no longer be overcome by illusion. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Eviyesha gunamayi namamaya duratnaya mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Krishna says that maya is very difficult to overcome, but one who surrenders unto me can cross beyond it. So this is the way to get free from illusion, simply to surrender to Krishna. When we surrender to Krishna, then Krishna takes charge of our life. There's that very nice prayer in the Ramayana, which I'm just now not remembering, where Lord Ramachandra says that if anyone even once sincerely surrenders unto me, then if he says with from the core of his heart that now I surrender to you, then Lord Ramachandra says, I take protection, that person I take into my care. So hama duskriti gatina hiriyan ab mago tua prasad. He says that I am such a rascal. Okay, so finishing this. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I am such a rascal, I don't see any other way than to beg for your mercy. He says, I am such a rascal. Shohama Dushkriti Gati Na Harayam. I'm such a rascal, I don't see any way, so therefore now I'm begging for your mercy. So, of course, many devotees, they go to Krishna and they pray that, yes, now I've come to you, I'm begging for your mercy. But there is a problem that even though the desire is there to surrender to Krishna, still there are so many bad desires within the heart. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Ama mano rata nishesha charato kabhama hobong toha. He says that these all so many desires in the mind, I just can't give them up. They're coming again and again and again. When will I actually be your servant? Then very important line, Nitta seva tuhu nitta shebok mui bhakti vinoda bhavasha. He says that you are the one who should always be served. You are the permanent and eternal object of service. And I am the eternal servant. This is the essence of my approach, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. You are the supreme worshipable, you are always worshipable, I am the worshipper. You are the master, I am the servant. That we should always remember in all our devotional activities, that we are simply here to serve Krishna. Everything we do we have to think, is this pleasing to Krishna or not? Will Krishna be pleased if I come in the temple room in my dirty jeans or not? Once you think like this, then everything becomes very clear. Alright, so the next song, Bhaktivinoda says, Pranesha. He starts off the song by addressing Krishna as Pranesha. So this means the controller of the master of my life. This when addressing Krishna in the mood of surrender, then this is very nice to call him Pranesha. Kahomu hi sharam ki baat. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur is mixing up Urdu with Bengali. So I'm now coming to tell you my shameful story. Aichen papa nahi jo ham na karalo sahasra sahasra beri na. He says, there is no sinful activity which I have not performed. Not any sinful activity that I haven't performed, but there's no sinful activity that I have not performed thousands and thousands of times. So actually that's our position. We're in this material world means we've been here for millions and millions of lifetimes, simply committing millions and millions of sinful activities. So now our position is Shohi Karama Fala Bhava Moke Pashoi Doka Debo Ab Kahi. Now my position is that I'm suffering from the sinful activity. And who can I blame? I am only to blame. Tokanka parinam kochu na bicharinu apachu taraite chahi. At the time when I made those sinful activities, I never considered. I didn't think this is sinful. I just, without any consideration, I just did whatever I liked. But now that I'm suffering, I'm trying to get relief from that. Doka bicharai tuhun danda devi. He says that, you, Krishna, you just judge what is my situation. You punish me as is fit. I will suffer as I am supposed to within this material world. That I accept. Karato gata gati bhakata jana shange moti rahu charane taha. But he says, I'm just asking you for one thing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, I'm a very sinful person and I'm coming to you, Krishna. I don't ask for relief from those sinful activities. But my prayer is that in my sojourn within this material world, as I go from body to body, let me remain in the association of your devotees. And let my mind be fixed on your lotus feet. Apana chaturpan tua pade shopyalo hridaya garba dure gelo. He says, I'm offering you this well-considered prayer. I'm offering this at your lotus feet. Now the pride within my heart I have cast far away. Dina doyamoy tua kripa niramal bhaktivinoda ashadhana. He says that you are known as Dina Doyamai, means you are very merciful towards the fallen. Krishna has many such names. Dina Dayal, Dina Vatsala, Dina Na, Dina Bandhu. Krishna is well known as the friend of the fallen. And he's very merciful to fallen means that if one considers himself fallen and comes before Krishna, Krishna is very kind to him. Not that one should think, all right, let me go and do all sinful activities and then Krishna will be more pleased. But rather one's attitude should be, one should live a very pure life and at the same time think, I'm very fallen and lowly. Then, tua kripa niramal, he says that your mercy, that is completely pure. In this material world, people may show mercy to others, but that's not pure. They show kindness to others for their own sense gratification. They may be thinking, well, I will get some advantage back from this person in the future. You see, people, they're friendly with each other. Just what advantage they can get from each other. Or we see some people, they are great philanthropists. But they're very anxious that people will praise them for their charitable activities. But Krishna's mercy is not like that. Krishna has nothing to get from us. Nor does he care for the praise of others. Already he is praised by everybody. He doesn't need to do anything to become praiseworthy. So Krishna giving his mercy to us that is completely pure, that is simply out of his causeless mercy, his own kindness. So Bhaktivinoda Ashadhilo says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that mercy, that is my only hope. So the next song Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing, he is, of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, most of his life he was a householder. So he says, Manasha Deho Geho Jo Kichumo Apilun Tuapade Nanda Kishore. He says that my mind, my body, my home, everything that is mine, I have offered at your lotus feet, O Nanda Kishore, O Krishna. So of course, in family life, the consciousness of Aham Mameti, I, me and mine, is very strong. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur discusses in the next three songs, this Aham Mameti. But actually, we should understand nothing belongs to us. We come into this world with empty-handed and we leave empty-handed. And in the middle we fight, this is my land. No one should come. Where is your passport? Where is your visa? This is my land. Bhagavatam describes that the earth, she is laughing. That all these kings, these big kings, they're fighting over me. They come and for some days, they become very angry at each other. And then they die and their name is forgotten and I remain. And I never belong to them, only in their imagination. So everyone should understand that nothing belongs to me. But if we offer everything in Krishna's service, that is for our benefit. Anyway, everything belongs to Krishna. Only in our imagination we think it belongs to me. So that consciousness that this is my house, this is my wife, this becomes very strong in household life. Pungsastriya mithuni bhavametam tayoraho hridayagantinahu. Ato griha kshetra sutakta vitar janasya mohoyam aham mameti. In this material world, the binding principle, the cause of bondage is attraction between male and female. That is called maitonaga, the chains of sexual attraction. Everyone is thinking, I'm free, I can do what I like. But they don't see the chains which are tying them up in this material world. That chain is attraction to sex life. So, Pungsastriya mituni bhavametam tayoraho hridaya grantimahu. When male and female unite, then they become very strongly tied up in a knot of maya. Then he thinks, my husband, my wife. Although there are hundreds and thousands of men and women, we think this one is my wife, or this one is my husband. But it's just like in the river, so many sticks are floating. And some may come together for some time, and then in the course of, as they go down the river, again they become separated. So in this way, in the same way, in the river of time, we join together. We think, this is my family. But in course of time, we are scattered. So, in household or life, one should be very careful not to be attached, thinking that everything is mine. This is my wife. This is my home. This is my land. Oh, my Russia. How I love Russia. How I love those long, cold winters. Ato, griha, kshetra, suta, suta, sons and daughters. Suta, suta, apta means relatives. This society, friendship and love. This when a young man and young woman get married, then they have a child, and then they go from house to all their relatives and show, just see what a beautiful child we have. So all society, friendship and love, everything is simply centered around sex life. And vitta, money. Everyone is anxious for money. Money, money, money. Bring me more. I must get more money. This is great, great, great illusion. Everyone thinks, if I could just get some money, then I would be happy. Even though they see so many people who have money who are not happy, they think all my problems will be solved if I have money. Even the big businessman who has millions of dollars, he's also thinking how I can get more money. Even if he gets more money, what will he do with it? He can only eat 2-3 pieces of bread a day. If he gets another $1 million, he won't start eating the dollar bills. There's no particular benefit to him. But it's just an intoxication of the mind. I must have more money. So modern society is very much promoting this. If you don't have a car, you're completely useless. You have to have a video recorder, otherwise you're completely useless. Unless you fill your house with all kinds of Japanese machines, you're not even a proper human being. So you have to work hard like an ass to get more and more money. Then you can invite your friends and show them your new Japanese video recorder. Then they'll go home very envious and think, now I have to get one also. Then they'll get one better than yours. Then you become envious. Then you have to go and work some more to get some more money. Fill your house with all garbage machines. Electric toothbrush. They have electric toothbrush. People are too lazy to move their hand up and down. So they have to have an electric toothbrush. So, offer everything to Krishna. Don't offer an electric toothbrush. You can offer Krishna a neem twig. He uses neem twig. But everything, this idea, aham mameti, janasya mohoyam aham mameti, everyone is thinking, I, me and mine. I am the most important person in the universe. And everything that I do, that is most important. The most important thing in the world is my self-interest. You may read in the newspaper, 10,000 people killed in an earthquake. But you're not particularly concerned. But if you have a little pain in your left toe, you think, oh, this is something very important. Because it's a pain in my left. I am the most important entity in the whole cosmos. Everyone is thinking like this. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us to give up this consciousness and surrender to Krishna. All right, any question?
Yes, Your
Honor. Not all devotees. It's not that you have to be a great sinful person, and then you can become a devotee. Mm-hmm. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, from the very beginning, he was directly concerned with Krishna consciousness. In his youthful life, he was an astrologer. He was a great scholar. He invented some new system of writing also. But basically, right from the very beginning, we see pure devotion to Krishna. At the age of 5 years, he was chastised by his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that you ate a mango which was not offered to the deity. You should not do that. 5-year-old boy took a vow that now, throughout my life, I will never eat mango. So naturally, in India, in this season, hot season, mango season, people will bring fruit to a saintly person. Especially in this season, they'll bring mangoes. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would refuse. He would say, I am an offender. Because as a 5-year-old boy, he took a mango which was not offered to the deity. So different devotees show different lives. It's all instructive. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is Nitya Siddha devotee. It's not that he was contaminated and he later became purified. He is one of the gopi assistants. Similarly, Rup Sanatan Goswami, they appear to have become much contaminated. But they're also gopi assistants. So they are showing, for our benefit, how even we are actually fallen. They're appearing like that, just to show that anyone in any position, they can be purified. Any other question? It's metaphorical. The mind anyway is subtle substance, so it can't literally be beaten with gross substance like a shoe. It means beat your mind into shape. Actually, there are many prayers which describe like this also. What does that mean? That means dragging the mind away from Maya and putting at the lotus feet of Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur sang a song, Dushtamon Tumi Kisha Vaishnava. You rascal mind, what kind of devotee are you? Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also sung some songs like this. Bhajare Bhajare Amar Man Ati Manda Bhaja Braja Bane Radha Krishna Charanaravinda. He says that, my dear mind, you are very rascal and wicked. So just worship the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan. Question. What to do if we have problems with the mind? Just in case we have problems with the mind. It doesn't happen very often, it might happen occasionally. Is it? If we have problems with the mind? We're all having problems with the mind 24 hours a day. Wait a minute, so. Just stop, that's all. That Krishna says in the Gita, Yato Yato Nishchalati Manas Chanchalam Astiram Tatastato Niyamyatad Atman Yehushanyat. He says the mind is by nature very unsteady and is always wandering here and there. So whenever you find your mind has gone, just bring it back under the control of the self. And if you have to do that 1,000 times a day, do it. The real thing is to get so much absorbed in service that you don't have time for the rascal mind. Idle mind is a devil's workshop. Keep busy in Krishna's service, and then you won't have so much problem from the mind. Actually, we shouldn't be so much concerned with our own problems. We don't really have any problems. We've come to the shelter of Krishna. So if we just stick to this process, then all our problems will be solved. Our real problem is birth, death, old age and disease. But if we stick to this Krishna conscious process, we'll be delivered from that. Whatever problems we have, they are insignificant compared to the problems of those who don't know about Krishna consciousness. So we shouldn't be so much concerned with our own problems. We should be more concerned that there are so many people, they have the real problem, they don't know anything about Krishna. So we should simply think how to help those who don't know Krishna. And if we're always thinking how to bring Krishna consciousness to others, then automatically we won't have all these mental problems. One reason we're having so many problems is because we are self-centered. We're always thinking about my own self-interest, how I will make spiritual advancement. But what about everybody else? What about helping others? If you try to help others, then automatically you'll be benefited. And if you just try to help yourself, you won't get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. You get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya by giving it to others. So if we think how to help others, automatically we'll be helped ourselves. We don't even have to think how we will be benefited. Just like when you take prasad, then you, After you finish prasad, your plate needs washing and your hand needs washing. Because on our hand, when we eat with our hands, there's all dal, rice, everything all mixed up on the hand. So when you're finished eating, you have to wash your plate. If you wash your plate, your hand automatically becomes washed. You may just have to check, there may be some little things sticking here and there. But the main washing gets done automatically when you wash your plate. So in the same way, if we think how to help others to become free from maya, then automatically we'll also become free from maya. That we also, even we're preaching, we have to look and see our own position. But the majority of the cleaning process is already done by cleaning the plate, by preaching. Vaishnav should always think how to do good for others. And then certainly Krishna will take care of him. Krishna says, there's no one in this world more dear to me than one who preaches my message. So one who is preaching this message, then surely Krishna will deliver him. It's not that we do so much preaching and so many people go back to Godhead and we get left behind. Even if we get left behind, even if we are ourselves not pure, then all those we preach to, they go back to Godhead, they'll carry us back with them. So all around, for our own benefit, preaching is the most auspicious. Because we get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and we become purified. And even if we don't become so much purified, then even others who take up Krishna consciousness, then, as a result of our preaching, then they will also help us. Just like I'm speaking to you now, so because I'm speaking according to parampara about Krishna consciousness, so you're becoming